She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. I could probably put an ad right here for you too, but you gotta hit me up. Your ad could be right here. But back to the show. Welcome back to She Gets It Podcast. What's up? It's your girl Shan from She Gets It Podcast, among other things. This episode, I want to talk about deeper than surface. And when I say surface, I'm not talking about your countertops. I'm not talking about your tables. I'm talking about leveling up in your discussions with people you actually think are interesting, are handsome, are cute, could possibly be the parent to your next child. And you just got to dig deeper in what you talk to them about. Like, being cute is cool. Being handsome is a pro. Having money is nice, especially when you need it to get things done. But to engage with someone with a discussion of substance, you need to be more than just looks and things, okay? That's the topic, so get comfy, because we about to pull them layers back, pull them layers back, pull them layers back, pull them layers back. Look, Mom, they made it. What's up? All right. So, I got a few questions for you guys. And this is going to help us get into the topic a bit more with understanding, because I want you to understand what I'm saying. You need to be able to ask yourself these things before digging deeper into the person you think you want to talk to, or you think is interesting, or you think is handsome, or you think I wouldn't mind busting him down. You know what I'm saying? You need to ask yourself, do you feel comfortable with this person? Because if you don't feel comfortable with somebody, there's no way that you're going to give them deeper insight on who you are, why you are, how you are, and what you want out of life. Because what does that matter? I don't want anything to do with you by the time you leave my presence. But if you do want to be a part of their life or any levels of it, you do want to give a good impression and give something that's memorable, so you might want to dig deep. Do you trust them with your thoughts? Again, if you can't do anything for me and I feel like you can't do anything for me, and I'm not saying buy me things, I'm just saying like there's nothing that I need from you. I'm not excited about seeing you. My heart doesn't skip a beat when I notice that you're in a room. I'm not going to give you a deeper layer of who I am. All right. It's going to be on some high end buy stuff. Excuse me. Oh, thank you. Boom. Done. See ya. You know what I'm saying? That, like, have you established a friendship with that person? Like, I don't understand people who can slap skins, bust slops through kissing with people that they don't even deem worthy of a friendship. Like, I have to be friends with people, or I have to be on a friendly level with you for me to even want to give you anything else. Do you even want to open up to this person? Okay. And that's honestly, like, do you even want to open up to this person? And if you don't, then there, you know that this person is not your person. Like, it's very easy. Figure that out first. Okay. Now, once you figure that out, you need to ask better questions. I always tell people that them people that tell you there's no such thing as a stupid question, yes, there is. I teach my kids that there is such thing as a stupid question, okay? Stop asking stupid questions to the person that you really want to, you know, get on the next level with. What is your life purpose? That's a good question to ask somebody. That can go many ways. That can turn like, oh, I only got 5 minutes into like a whole hour. If you're good at it, if you do it right, if you're interesting. Do you believe in aliens? Okay. Now, maybe that might be something you might discuss over greenery or an edible or some drinks. But I think that is a nice level of discussion to figure out if this person can think on their toes, or if this person has deeper insight with the news and the information that they're being thrown with. So that's like an interesting question. Are you spiritual or are you religious? Now, that to me has always been a moral measuring stick, because you really get to find out if somebody has a moral compass, or they're going to be nice to you one day and might shank you the next. Okay. Have you ever been in love? That could go many ways. You can easily find out if somebody wants to open up with you by the way that they answer that question, okay? Be able to read body language and people stuttering over their words, or people taking a long time to answer so they can make up a lie. You could ask them, have you grieved a relationship or opportunity that didn't work? Why? What happened? Okay, there's so many layers to that, because I think naturally, as you get older, there is a time where you are digging somebody who is not really digging you like that, right? And then what you thought something was going to be or evolve into was deaded. It did not happen. You know, a job opportunity that you thought was going to work out and you made plans, you packed up your whole house and you found out that they no longer need you for that that job or that opportunity, or they found, you know, somebody else. It's going to hit you like a bomb. And that's how you find out how people work with disappointment, how people channel that, their process of how they think, all of that. All right. You have to ask the right questions. What kind of family do you want someday? Especially if they don't already have kids. That's something interesting to ask. I think a lot of people have kids with people that where they never even ask them about family. They never even ask them about how they grew up. So then you end up having a horrible father for your child. You end up having a horrible mother for your child because you never asked the right questions before you stuck your stuff up all in them. You know, you can ask somebody, are you living your life the way you truly want to? If not, what do you need to change, or what are you going to change? You could figure out if somebody is actually proactive. Yes. You already ate. Give me 5 minutes and I'll give you some cookies. Okay, get. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcast, I have Creator Podcast. Loud Mouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets a Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators in just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. Go away. Oh my God. And if you are not ready, that's a good question. Are you ready for kids? Do you have kids? How old are they? Let me know what I'm about to tolerate if I want to tolerate you. Those are good questions to ask. I just don't believe that you can honestly be interested in someone and y'all only have small talk. Okay? There's no way. Please do not make all discussions about you, because that is a turnoff for a lot of people. You have to learn how to shut up, wait for a response, read body language, allow them to open up to you. Another gauge of if somebody's actually interested in you is they will return a question. They will also dig into you. So if you find yourself always asking someone questions and they're giving you one word answers, and it's answers where they want to walk away, they do not want to talk to you, okay? So stop asking interview questions, aka dead-end walkaways. Things they can answer yes or no to, or I'm done, or no thank you, and walk away. You have to ask open-ended questions to where it'll evolve into a next question, all right? It's common sense. After these messages, I'm going to give you some more tips, okay? So y'all not out here looking crazy, because some of y'all, I don't know if y'all interested or y'all dumb. I really don't, okay? I just don't want you to fumble the bag.
The girl got merch. I got you on sweatshirts. I got you on long sleeve tops. I got you on hoodies. I got you on masks. If you pro mask out here, okay? I even got you on, you know, bags. You know what I'm saying? On the sign that you need to hide your stash in. Fanny Pack World, I got y'all too. Check out She Gets It Shop on Teespring, okay? I got y'all with the merch, all right? Now back to this show. Do you hear this? Do you hear this silence? Yes, this is a space where your ad could be played about your product, where your ad could be played about your business, about your show, because I believe we can all be great on different shows and platforms. So if you're looking for ad space right now, your ad could be playing here instead of me talking and instead of this silence. So next time when I do an episode and you want to promote your show, your business, or your services, hit me up at shegetsitpod@gmail.com. Now back to my show. Back to my show. Don't say I never gave y'all anything. I'm giving you the space to be great. And we're back. Have you ever found yourself saying something that you really didn't want to say, or saying something when you know the answer is completely different, or your thoughts are completely different, but it just came out your mouth? You're overthinking, okay? You have to have a level of honesty in order to dig into somebody and ask for that. So you can't ask me to be honest about what you're questioning me about if you already have a lie set up. Okay, dig into your own personal level and understand why people are a certain way. Okay, because the things that have happened to people in their past will shape who they are in front of you, who they are when they're not around you, and why they think that the way that they think. And you have to learn to ask layered questions and share silence with people while being open-minded. Just because you hear a situation and this person decided to take this choice in that situation and you know in your head, I would have never did that, that's based off your own experiences. Some people are so closed-minded when you discuss your past with them or experiences with them that they automatically assume that you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, or you just not it because of that choice you made. But what if you had growth since that decision? And what if they didn't know how to ask the right questions in order to figure out if you had growth? So that's why asking layered questions is very important. And that's why being open-minded is important. And please remember, your perspective isn't everything. Okay, if you go into a discussion with other people thinking that you have all the answers are within you, everybody's going to be wrong, you're going to tell people that they're wrong, and you have to be right, you're going to be lonely as fuck, or you're going to find yourself in a relationship with somebody that really doesn't like you, that will use you for something that you have. And that's truth. You're going to assume that this person is in a relationship with you because they actually like you, they actually love you, and they actually think the sun shines out your ass. But in reality, they can't stand your ass, and they're only there because they don't have to pay rent. They're only there because you pay all their bills. And they tolerate you, okay? And a lot of people are okay in being relationships with people who tolerate them versus people who actually like them, adore them, and want to see them happy, fulfilling all of their dreams. So you make a decision on the person you want to be or the asshole that you want to show. And life is going to, you know, give you the people that you deserve. All right. But please stop approaching people that you're really interested in and surface like questions. Okay. Because most of us are bored with people who are out here. That's why most of us are single. Most of us know the level of relationships that we need the mental capacity that is needed in order to have those relationships. And we would rather be single than to tolerate another person's stupidity or low levels of intellect. So the next time you fix your mouth to say, "So why are you single?" That is a loaded question, okay? I'm talking about an AK-47 ass question. And you better be willing to sit there and wait for that long ass extendo answer. I'm talking about with the clips in the back if you need some. All right? So being single is not a bad thing. Being in a relationship is not a bad thing. You just have to really truly know that you're in it for the right reasons and the other person understands the level of access to you that they're going to get in that relationship. I just can't do nothing with surface level relationships. I just don't give a fuck about what your favorite color is. I just need someone who is interesting, full of wisdom, has a sense of humor, has a medium, you know what, and takes care of their hygiene, their teeth, their feet, and everything in between, all right? Because the girl is bored, okay? And I'm sure there's men out here who are bored, men out here tired of seeing brooms on lashes, men out here that's tired of seeing cake face and it's not their birthday, men out here that's tired of seeing ant butts and titties that don't wiggle. And I just know that there are a lot of women out here that would love a good man that's intelligent, that's hardworking, that's smart, that utilizes his time, can prioritize his life, is not looking for his mother. And I know there are women out here who would like a good man to not have to be seen, but to be understood, respected, and y'all can go on lavish trips together, and y'all could take pictures of my outfit, and we could take pictures of his neck down, and y'all could mind all your fucking business. There are women out here who want that, okay? At this point in my life, I could care less of who knows if I'm in a relationship. I could care less of who sees who I'm in a relationship with. I just need somebody who understands what I need and I can understand what they need and we can just give each other that, okay? Evolve yourself, level up, and get deeper than surface because these kids out here are boring, okay? They're boring, they have no levels, and they read on a second grade level, and I'm tired. That is all. Peace. Y'all know I'm going to hit you with another one later this week, but y'all enjoy. Don't do anything crazy with this inauguration bullshit, because that is exactly what it is. Be dandy, okay? Be dandy.